Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Eddie Bachman. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Stubby Overmyer. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Bachman trying to get to second. Evers throws the ball into Mayo, who tags Bachman for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball four. Keltner moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Bachman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayo moves to third. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball towards left. Bachman catches it and throws to home to double up Mayo. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Bachman chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the infield. Embry fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Embry. Kell moves to third. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into left field. Bachman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Evers moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bachman hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Embry goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a fly ball towards left. Bachman catches it and throws to Boudreau who relays to Gordon to double up Wakefield. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Fleming moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Embry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fleming scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Embry moves to second. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bachman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up towards the mound. Embry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming juggles the ball. That's an error on Fleming. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Embry covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keltner strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Overmyer hits a fly ball into right field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lake hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Embry covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bachman. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Mayo goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Indians. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Hegan reaches second base with a double. There goes Metkovic trying to get to home. Wakefield throws the ball into Lake, who relays the ball to Swift, who tags Metkovic, who came all the way from first, for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Embry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a line drive into left field. Bachman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into right field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bachman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Seary now playing left field. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Overmyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Siri. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wakefield bunts towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirtz moves to third. One out. Ed Gleiman now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kell. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Kell steals second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers is walked intentionally. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 3 in the game. Cullenbein hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Overmyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen pinch hits for Ed Gleiman. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Rosen moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Pat Seary. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 4 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wakefield. Gordon moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops it up and throws to first, with Trux covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Feller now pitching. Hank Edwards now playing right field. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wakefield strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.